We're in the season of gift giving, which of course means we're also in the season of gift returning. It's the truth. Have you ever not returned something that you meant to take back, but you kept it too long, so you end up stuck with it? Same. The return window seems to grow smaller and smaller, doesn't it? Then if you're like me, you're left with something you never use, but you're not really sure what to do with it, so eventually it ends up in a yard sale. Maybe you sell it online, or it's re-gifted to someone next Christmas. Hopefully not the person who originally gave it to you. That's just awkward. It's the thing you should have returned. It didn't fit. It wasn't what you needed. It's taking up space in your home. Every time you see it, pick it up, or try it on once again, you're reminded you need to send it back where it came from. I want to go beyond the wrapping paper, ribbons, and bows here for a minute, because what got me thinking about things we need to return was a big, ugly sweater of regret that I was wearing. No one even gave it to me. I bought it all by myself. It's old, it's heavy, it doesn't look good on me, yet I wouldn't send it back where it came from. There were moments and seasons I let go of it for a while, but it still sat in the corner collecting dust for me to eventually trip over and discover once again. Do you have anything like that in your heart or home you need to send back? It's time. I know what is true. I know who I am in Christ. I know I am covered by His grace. I know my choices and mistakes that I've surrendered at the Lord's feet are forgiven and forgotten, as far as the East is from the West. Still, I pick up that old package of regret and feel like I've missed something or messed something up. What happens is, in my mind, I look back. Not only do I look back, I settle into the shame of my past choices and begin believing the lie that God's not big enough to handle it. Oh, but let's believe what is true. God is big enough. In seasons, we pick those ugly boxes of shame, regret, disappointment, or anger back up. He is right there waiting for you to send it back. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Throw it off. Send it back. The shame and regret that the enemy keeps whispering in your ear and tripping you up with is not welcome anymore in your heart and home. Speak that out, and in Jesus' name, send it back to the pit of hell it came from. We are called to fix our eyes on Jesus. When we do, we aren't so easily entangled or hindered in our daily life with the sin of unbelief that God is not able to forgive it or redeem it or use it for our good. Send it back. God is able. It is finished. That's the truth. Believe it and freely run the race God has marked out for you to run. I'm Lori Klein.